Well, as part of the last week, we've had a lot of really wonderful guests with us, and this is a wonderful way for my last show to start. Joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline is the real Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Darn, listen, what a great feeling that is to visit with you. And I know we all get a little emotional. I know you do, and I do too. But when I think of what you have meant to the Cowboys, and when I think you've been inspirational to our fans, and I have to also, me and I, you admit, your interest, your love of sports, your detail about the stories have inspired me since I walked into the Cowboys. I just want to tell you it's a very special day. It's not a great day because we're going to miss being able to frequently hear you, but it's been so special. You're rare. And it's been rare to have enjoyed the career that I've had, and not only with the Cowboys, but really the best part of my life, knowing that you were there and basically articulating a lot of the things that we were doing and involved in.
Well, let me tell you, sir, when you arrived in 1989, and I first heard you and I saw that press conference, I said to myself, whoa, things are about to change with the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I certainly came in, I came in incentivized. I was asked when Rupert Murdoch made the bid to put Fox on television and have the NFL and supplant, of all things, CBS, the TV association that was almost more synonymous with the NFL than the NFL itself. Well, anyway, Rupert Murdoch came in, and he basically didn't have complete coverage of the United States, and he also didn't have the kind of financial backing that the other networks had had. And so our commissioner asked me to go on Nightline, and Mr. Murdoch asked me to go on Nightline to debate with Pat Summerall about what the future was going to be with Fox and how handicapped they were to ever be in a position to even equal what CBS could do. And to sum it all up, I said, look, it reminded me of when I got involved with the Cowboys, because I had burned the boats. I had put everything involved. As a matter of fact, I really didn't have enough to set sail when I bought the Cowboys. But I had put everything on the line, and what our fans might not have known is I was going to die before I let that thing go down and not have success. And that's called incentive. Well, you sensed that, Norm. You had a sense for that. You knew that it was urgent, and you didn't have time to be as tactful as you might have been had you come in with a little easier setting. But and I was running scared early. But again, looking that far back, you—I mean it—you were a steadying force, and of course, media, as we all know, is a big part of what happens in sport.
Jerry, you've run across all type of media people around, and what separates Norm from everyone else? Because you guys had a weekly show for years and years and years. You had some debates, you had a couple of disagreements. What separates Norm from everyone else?
The depth of his homework, the perceptiveness, the perspective that he had when he saw he could see the same thing the rest of us see, and have a perspective that gave it a look that we all would have missed. But he had such depth, such intensity, and then of course we all know how genuine he is. And the thing that we all talk about is his wonderful philanthropy, his his generosity of for him giving of his for someone else. That depth, that genuineness comes across. I don't care if he disagreed with you. I don't care if he was on the other side of the fence from the particular issue. You knew you were dealing with a genuine person that basically was giving his thought, wanted to hear yours, but had done his homework.
Dear heavens, I have so many Jerry Jones stories. We're not going to get to them all today.
Why not? Let's go. It's your last day. Okay. Let's do this.
Let's start here. During our regular show, do you remember how we got into a bit of a hissy fit talking about the Leon Letts situation?
Well, of course, I remember it, but I'm going I'm not today. I don't think I'm going to be able to say a negative remembrance of you at all.
Jerry, I loved about that is we started to get a little warmer and a little warmer and a little warmer, and we just I said to Dan Bennett, "Don't take a break, don't take a break," and finally, when we'd been on the air about 20 minutes getting more and more warm in our conversation, you simply said, "Let's take a break. Isn't it time to take a break?" And we went and we went to break. And the next week, it was time for your show again. And I approached that. Let's just say I felt I was walking on eggshells to see how you'd be the next week. And Marilyn got you on the phone, and I picked up the phone, and I said, "Hi, Jerry, how are you?" And you said, "I'm fine. How are you?" And I said, "I'm great. Last week's discussion about Leon Lett got a little heated." And Jerry said to me, "I thought it was great radio." Jerry.
Well, hey, you of course have heard this from so many people over this past few days, but you're just easy to talk to, Norm. You really are, and that's not common. And so the fact that you were genuine and you could be easy to talk to, you just almost forgot the number of people that were listening to you.
Oh, Jerry, let's do another memory. This one's spectacular. I did that book, Greatest Team Ever, about the Cowboys. I couldn't believe the amount of time that you and your wife and your franchise gave me in interviews. I think I wound up doing 18 or 19 lengthy interviews, and the most lengthy with Jerry Jones. I know how much I appreciate that.
Well, you first of all you visit with somebody about something that is that meaningful, and they'll give you a book if you let them keep rolling. And you were good at that. But like I say, you encouraged a thought and you encouraged reflection. And you got that on your shows. And in this particular case, you got it as content for something you were trying to say. But I will say this. You're one or two that could have gotten it opened up and gotten in some of the sensitive areas that you did. And I never worried about the communication. I would question my articulate, my abilities. I would question that. But I never questioned it talking to you, because I never thought that a illustration or a way that I might say it might be used against me, so to speak.
Oh, Jerry, nobody in this market, Jerry, nobody in this market does that.
Well, it's almost as though I told a joke one time to a group of people. I said, it was early in with the Cowboys, and I said, Bill Clinton was over in Arkansas. This was before, this was as he became the president. I said, Bill Clinton was over there wandering around 15 years ago, and I was over there wandering around 15, 20 years ago. And one went on to power and fame, and the other one ended up president of the United States. Well, next thing I do, I look up, and people have written that I actually thought that you're talking about a guy that thinks a lot of himself, he's more powerful and better than the president of the United States. Well, I never worried about that. I really never worried about that. And frankly, I've seen you potentially take things said and put an interpretation on it like you knew it was meant, and you cleared it up for your listeners from the interviewer. Now, that's Norm Hiskus.
And you guys are always so respectful. The couple of times that I've been around, it was a night with Norm, and you sent a very special video to Norm about what he's done for the Austin Street Center. And then in Phoenix for this past Super Bowl, when you arrived at the hotel and you saw Norm and you made a beeline over to Norm to hug him and talk to him for a few minutes. I thought that was really cool, man, and just shows that the respect that you two guys have for each other.
Well, I think when you all around those folks that you know really, really give it up for others either less fortunate or they really are thinking about other people. And people talk about how gratuitous, or not gratuitous, but just how caring Norm is. But it's one thing to write a check, and that is important. But it's something to actually get in it and live it and become a part of it and make it a part of you. And Norm has done that in areas that we all have benefited from. And again, it's uncommonly impressive and really important to us, and have been important to the Cowboys, because in a way, we all felt good when Norm was giving of his time and effort for that cause. We all felt like we were doing a little part, living it through Norm.
Well, Jerry, today is my last full-time show. I'm approaching 79 years old. You're about to be, no, you are 80?
You are
80? Well, people ask you all the time how much longer you're going to do this, Jerry. So just one quick thought. Right after we're finished, make the bombshell announcement. We'll walk out together.
Now, that is a good one, because I know every day you all haven't always been impressed with my tenure. And so here you are again trying to do something with a bad talent, but in a way that makes me feel great. We'll just go together. Norm, and you're not, but I love that Clint Eastwood movie, and when at the end of it, the great Toby Keith song says, I'm not going to let the old man in.
Yep.
I'm not going to let him in.
Yep.
And you're an inspiration along those lines, but that's where I am. And I don't see it. I don't have it in sight when I'm going to be trying to slow down.
Hey, God bless you. There's so many things we could talk about. There's so many memories with you. I so appreciate the time this morning. Thank you, and keep on rolling. Go on and get a Super Bowl this year, and do the thing like you did way back in 1992 when you planned a giant party and you didn't know if you were going to win or lose.
Well, Norm, I'm thinking of you. I'm talking to you from Italy. I'm sitting here looking at on the Amalfi Coast and looking at Positano, looking at some of that. But I want you to know, and this is God's gift here, to look at some of this beautiful territory over here. But he was doing some great work when he put Norm Hiskus on this earth for us. And I know I'm getting a little love emotional here. But, man, what a credit. I wanted to be involved in sports more than anything. As a matter of fact, I gave all my money plus some to get to be in sports. The reason I did is I thought I might could hang out with a man like yourself in sport. And you have reinforced that in your way, and I've gotten to do it with a few others as well, and that's enough. But, boy, thank you for all you personally have meant to what we're about in trying to do what I've been trying to do for 30 years. So you're a prince.
Thank you. And now that I don't have a job anymore, I'm free to hang out on the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
Well, I didn't know that you were doing the jobs you were doing while you had a career that you've had. I read the other day of the different areas that you've been in. But I've been looking for a good first mate in charge of the commodes on this boat.
Well, then Norm is perfect for that. He has all the time in the world. Jerry, thank you so much.
I'll bet he'd do some Italian if you had to get him mixed.
Well, Jerry, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us and sending Norm off on this farewell tour. Thank you, Jerry. That's Jerry Jones from Italy. How about that, Norm?
You know, we could have done that show from his boat.
Well, you would have been cleaning the commode. You wouldn't have time to watch the draft.
Hey, how long can the commodes take?
I don't know.
Let's go the real outside here.
You hush.
That's a big yacht.
You hush.
Big yacht, 2 hours a day. The other 22 hours a day, I'd be on the Bravo Eugenia on the Italian coast with Mary, who won't help me with the commodes.